Blog Talk Radio.
Shake yourself loose and be free. Good God Almighty, I'm free, and I am free. The words of Martin Luther King says, free at last, thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Be free, good people, be free, women and men of God, be free, because the Son has set you free. The Bible says we are free indeed. If the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed. Amen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Enter his gates right now with thanksgiving. Amen. And into his courts with praise. Open up your mouth and shout, glory, hallelujah. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, clothing our right mind, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's you that make us able, oh God. It is you that have kept us and saved us, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet and still, we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus Christ, Holy Name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship as you desire, in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, amen. You seek those who worship you and do your will. Matthew 7:21, out of the love of you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man, hallelujah, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something at the 12 o'clock hour, but we come to you out of an intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. Lord God, we thank you according to what David said in Psalms 42:1-2. As the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Oh, our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. Yea, even pines of the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry right now. Let the fire burn ever increasingly in us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Then our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Lord, circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days. Creating us a heart of worship, oh God, for we rejoice only in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are our joy and the lifter of our head, and we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our lives be a living sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. Sweet Savior, aroma, that you would be glorified and honored in our life, by our life, by our praise. Hallelujah. Be praised in to every day of things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our life. lives. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting his glorious presence right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we commune with you. Hallelujah, that our communion with you is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, that we move and we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to the show. I'm your host, Providence T. Chantel Manny. I thank God for all that is here today. We thank God for his presence. And the Bible says, well, there are two or three gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being in the midst. Amen. That whatever you ask in Jesus' name by faith, amen, he shall do it. We come touching and agreeing. Go ahead, Sister Connie, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to shout today and give thanks to God. For I know, because I trust God, that he will open up the eyes of my family members when they down and they out and they this and they that. Is Mimi, can you pray for me? Mimi, can you do that? I said, well, did you pray? And then, well, Mimi, you always pray. I said, well, it helps to have you to pray also. But he always answers. They don't understand that they're covered through me. I had to learn that. I've learned that being with you. I have learned that they're covered because I pray, but I need them to pray also. And I already know, because I trust God, he's going to open their eyes and make them realize that they have to pray also.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. And it's so true. And you know, my prayer is that God will give you what you need to be able to teach them, and that they will be able to receive, amen, and understand the power of agreement when you come together and agree, amen, the power that's in agreement. So I just thank God for you, amen. I pray that God will open up their eyes of understanding to receive and understand the work of God in their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they have power and authority in their voice, because God has given it to them, amen, and that they will receive God wholly, completely, in the name of Jesus Christ, and they will operate and believe in faith, hallelujah, and not waver in faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So my prayer is that God will continue to strengthen you and grow you even more spiritually, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Connie Norman. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless, God, keep and pour into her mighty, oh God, of who you are, the wisdom and the knowledge to operate effectively, oh Father God, that she will be victorious over all that she do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it? Amen. Hallelujah. If he did it before, guess what he did? He'll do it again. Don't let the devil lie to you or deceive you. Don't listen to the sort of whispers of the enemy tell you that God ain't going to hear you, that God ain't going to come through, that God's not going to provide. Come out of that place quickly. Come out quickly, 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 like a house on fire. Amen. Don't worry about picking up that. Just come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, Cousin Dorita, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank the Lord for watching over me last night, and he woke me this morning, brand new day, and I thank him. Thank the Lord that my AIDS came out and they cleaned me up again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So good to me, and I want to thank you, and I want you all to pray for our children, pray for our entire family. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just being grateful, being in that place, knowing that it's already done. Amen. Just thanking God, Lord, you woke me up, oh God. You sent help, oh God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we just want to say thank you that you kept us, that you protected us on the road, even as we slept last night, oh God. It is you that gave your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, it wasn't a seatbelt that kept us safe. It wasn't a car armor that was around us. It wasn't at the blink sign in the front or the gated doors around the house or the gated community for God, but you, Father God, because we understand that sometimes the enemy is already in the house, but Lord, you have kept us safe in the house, out the house, and Lord, we just want to say thank you on the road, out the road, we thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, we bless your holy name, Father, because you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We come to worship you in truth and in spirit, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty on this call, oh God, those that are on the line today that are trusting and believing you for a miracle, let a miracle take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you for the testimonies that being birthed, oh God, through this ministry of the gospel public ministry and all that you blessed us with. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sister Dilla, go ahead and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Good afternoon, my church members and friends. I want to just tell the Lord, thank you, because he woke me up this morning at 7 o'clock and started me on my way and called me in my right mind in spite of all that I go through. He's always there for me. Thank you, Lord. I am so grateful. I didn't get no late-night phone calls, early morning phone calls.
Lord,
my family's doing good. I just thank you. My finances is good.
Thank you, Lord.
I got a roof over my head, food to eat, clothes, shoes on my feet. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, just continue on, strengthen me to keep on keeping on.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank
God
you, Lord. Hey, come on there, Koro. Shut up your head, Abaha. Right there, Koro.
Don't do it without me.
Yes.
That's
nobody left by her. Hallelujah. That's Sister Dylan's song, y'all.
Yes.
Every time she open up her mouth, you're going to hear it. Say, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me.
Don't
hallelujah. When you look around and see us being blessed in here, you say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. If you're passing out healing, here I am, Lord. If you're passing out blessings, here I am, Lord. Whatever you're doing. If you're healing marriages, here I am, Lord. Oh, God, don't do it without me. Amen. Oh, God, oh, God. That's my song, too. I love that song. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, please don't do it without me. Beseech thee, Father. Please, I beg thee. Don't do it without me. God bless you. God keep you, mother. May God continue to strengthen you and heal you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray with you, pray for you. I come into agreement with you. Hallelujah. Trust in God to do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray for miracles of healing for you. And I believe God for the miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because when you look back over your life and see where God has brought you from, see, it got to look like God did it. Amen. Sometimes you got to go through. Just think about Job in the Bible. And a lot of times we're going to refer to Job and the things that Job went through, the loss that Job takes, but he still said, even though you slay me, I'm still going to trust you. Amen. All the stuff he went through, sickness, he lost his children, he lost his land, he lost everything. Even the woman that he loved, his wife was turning on him, told him to curse God and die. But he still trusted God. And by and by, you all, when you look back over your life and say, Lord, I didn't understand what you was doing. But God, you know. And God knows what is best for us. Because the thing is, we need to understand, everybody, is that it's not even about what's going on right now. Hallelujah. It's about your eternal life, what you're doing here, because you have another life to live after this, and that's your eternal life. This is a temporary living situation. But after this, you begin to live your eternal life. There's somewhere you're going to go eternally. We all going to go somewhere from here. But where will you go from here to live eternally? Amen. That is a decision that you have to make. Amen. They're talking about decision before we get into the word today. Amen. Before we get into the lesson, I should say, that God has given me to deliver today. Amen. There's so much. I hope I have enough time. But if not, we can always pick up on tomorrow. We have to make a decision. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:9, you all, the human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. See, it's always good to have a plan, you all. It's also good to acknowledge that plans change, and sometimes those detours actually lead us to a better way. Amen. Make your list, you all. Set your priorities, perfect your agendas, and work them well. But in the midst of it all, remember to surrender them to God. Amen. See, then sit back and watch what you're willing, hallelujah, and prepared heart can do in the light of his direction. Amen. And when you receive Christ, you are regenerated, hallelujah, spiritually, and given a renewed way of thinking. See, the Spirit of God makes his home in you. See, you have the mind of Christ. Given all that, shouldn't this life be easy? That is a question. Shouldn't you always know what to do? That is a question. And the answer is not necessarily. You still have your own nature and will, but you also have a resource to turn to. Amen. As you quiet yourself and learn to hear the mind of Christ within you, the way does become clear. Amen. Amen. That's something to rejoice about. Amen. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Glory to God. You all be aware of such of self-trust. And you can give this message to someone else. Amen. Be aware of self-trust. Double-mindedness breeds unbelief and insecurity and faithless and worry, amen, worry and doubt and fear, mostly fear that God won't come through, that he isn't trustworthy, and that his ways will keep us from happiness and goodness. See, these lies that shape the double-minded personality are deadly to our spiritual lives, you all. Double-mindedness is a stronghold and an imagination, you all, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, his character and his ways. If we look in the book of 2 Corinthians, his backs is up in chapter 10, verse 4 through 5. See, this is why we look to the Psalm in 112, man. He knows his God is the Lord. He has overcome the lies of double-mindedness, you all. He knows God's heart and mind toward him, that his intention and plan for him are good. Amen. He does not doubt or waver in this at all. But some of us struggle, you all, when trouble comes. When trouble comes, some of us struggle. We feel anxious, and that in order for us to see something happen in our lives, we have to make it happen. We take matters out of God's hands and we put them in our own, and as if to say we trust ourselves more than we trust God. How can that be true? Our culture encourages us to be self-confident and believe in ourselves. It is virtually impossible to strike a balance between self-trust and trusting in the Lord. See, as a matter of fact, you all, I don't think there is a balance to be achieved at all. All of our trust must be placed in the Lord our God. He must take the highest and most supreme place in our lives if we are to see his power work. Amen. If we have any confidence, it should be because we know the power of God that works in us. Amen. We can trust his word when it says, for God is the one working in you, both to will and to do good pleasure. Amen. We see this in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. See, in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. According to Acts 17 and 28, anything that we believe or act on outside of this sets us up for failure and disappointment. See, we are the people who say some trust in chariots and horses, man's way of doing things, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, when we doubt and begin to worry about the future, about whether the house or our car note will be paid, or whether we'll get the job, or if our children will be saved, we should be immediately aware that we have gotten into the place of finding solutions without seeking God. See, when we try to manipulate and control outcomes and results of things that we hope for, we are saying that we are the only ones we can really trust. See, this is where fear and the need to be in control begin to push us into pride. See, pride in ourselves, though bred in insecurity, it can lead to self-worship and idolatry. See, double-mindedness lies to us. See, we are not able to handle the things meant for God to handle. So when things don't work out, we respond with bitterness, anger, and rebellion. We get mad at God and don't want to obey him. All because of what we did to sabotage the success that could have been ours. Amen. We are not the foundation upon which we should be building our faith up. When we fail, we have nothing to lean on. See, the stable man places his trust in God. The stable woman places her trust in God. And thereby, he or she has full and complete victory. Amen. He triumphs over his enemies. She triumphs over her enemies. Amen. I don't think we realize how quickly and easily we look to ourselves and other things to pull us through the challenges we face in life. See, the sooner that we ask the Lord to search us, amen, and show us the areas of our hearts that are not fixed and establishing him, the sooner we can get on with living the life that he has designed. Amen. How many of us today has given up or came out of that place at any time of believing and trusting God to do it because we've been there so long? How many of us have said, I don't think God is going to do it? How many, one day you're for it and one day you're not? One day you're on, one day you're off. But I want to encourage you today to stay in that place of trusting God and don't come out. When the enemy trying to knock you out of that place, get back in that place again. You got to declare and declare that I will not be moved. I'm going to trust God in and out, up and down and about, in the name of Jesus Christ. But you got to get in that place. The Bible says in 1 Kings 18:21, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. You gotta stop wavering and trust God. My Lord, my God. See, here in the book of Kings, and I have about 3 minutes to wrap this up. We're talking about unbelief of wavering here, because one moment you believe and the next moment you don't, because of situations and circumstances that are happening in your life. You got to decide, I'm going to trust God with all of my heart. The Bible says, when you trust me with no doubt, trust me with no doubt, and I will do it. There's no doubt. You can say it with your mouth, I believe and I trust God, but what does your action show? What does your action show? Because your actions are going to really tell what you believe, what you have faith in. It will tell that. So understand, people always say, God knows my heart. And that alone should make you fear more than anything, because God does know. God knows our heart. He knows our true intentions. So when people say that, it's because they don't have the fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is knowledge. The fear of the Lord brings wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Be in that place. Be encouraged today. God is still God, and he's going to always be that. He's not a changer. He's not a wavering God. He's a just God, a loving God, a God that is able to do all things but fail. But trust him, because greater is for you when you trust in the Lord with all that you have. And if you're in that place today where you're saying, Lord, I'm just tired. Lord, I don't know what else to do. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm reading my Bible. Lord, that's where he wants you to be, right there. Just trust him. Do it all. When you get to the point of saying, Lord, I take my hands off of everything, I'm trusting you. Whether you give it to me or not, Lord, I trust you. I trust you and I thank you. Whether you do it or not, I trust you and I thank you and I love you. And just being in that place, amen, all the days of your life, and just watch God do it, because there is greater for you. There's a reward for us on the other side, amen. Just rejoice and shout glory. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you. God keep you all. As we wrap up here on the show, it's been a pleasure, as always, to be able to get on here every day at 12, just to know that God has kept everyone that's here today on the show, that God has kept me through the night. We never know what may happen through the night, through the day, and the day long. God bless you, that you continue to grow stronger in Christ. Amen. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together, that we're saved, that we're blessed. To God be the glory. Amen. Remember, everyone, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the street. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, well done. Then I